Okay, apparently that's not going to work. But this is going to work because it's the news, according to me.
Oh, that's loud.
Okay, that's plenty loud for some reason. What's going on with my... What's happening here? What's happening? What's happening? I've got... we're here at the worldwide headquarters. For some reason, I can't hear myself very well in the side tone. What they call the side tone. Just my headphones. Oh, well. We'll get over it. Oh, this is interesting. American Airlines flight from Boston aborts landing at D.C. airport to avoid departing plane. An American Airlines flight from Boston aborted its landing in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to avoid another airplane. Of course, now every near miss, everything that's happening now is always going to be in the news. Interestingly enough, I'm going to be on a flight from Boston to D.C., I think. Sometime next month. Might be next week, actually. I'm not sure. Look at my schedule again. I'll be going in and out of D.C. a couple times next month. And, of course, it's in any airport. Flying is innately... it's very dangerous. Don't do it. You should be in a car driving 70 miles an hour next to the people you see at Walmart. With a closure rate of 140 miles an hour. With the car coming on your opposite direction. That's what you need to do. That's so much more safe than the hundreds of people that die every day on our nation's highways. Now, if an airliner crashed every day, which, you know, it seems like that's what's happening now. It's just ridiculous. The safety of flying on an airplane is... I fly on airplanes a lot. Almost as much as I drive, and I drive, you know, my car has over 300,000 miles on it. I drive a lot of miles, and I don't feel safe on the highway. I can't control what everybody around me is doing. I can, you know, in an airplane, you've got so much more. It's such a controlled environment. There's so much more that can go wrong. That doesn't go wrong every day. When you stop and think about how many flights, how many people fly every day, and the small number of things that happen. I mean, it's no small thing when something happens. I'm just saying there's relatively a small number of incidences that happen. And it's at this point, it's been no fault of the administration. It's just simply an accident. It's not the administration that's the issue. Now, in my cup, I have chai. No creamer. I'm at the worldwide headquarters this morning, where we have no creamer. I need to bring some creamer in here, even if it's the powdered kind. It's got to be something, because this chai without creamer is not that great. I need to get a water heater in this place, too. It's my water heater broke about 6 months ago. I have not had time to get that fixed. I think I could fix the existing water heater, which... I just have to take it apart and see what's going on with it. If it's not, then I need to put a new one in, which, of course, it's plumbed in with copper, sweated copper lines, and it's just, that always makes things much more thrilling to deal with. But I have that going on. In the meantime, I am here at the worldwide headquarters. It is Wednesday, February 26th, 10:09, almost 10:10. Eastern Standard Time, and there's a whole lot of things going on. I don't have much more than I talked about yesterday, other than I would like to talk about a few things that, actually, my wife, she's now taking control of the show, and she's been sending me a lot of good articles. What did I do with it? Where did it go? My little... I'm going to have to pull my phone up here to pull some of this stuff up. I don't know what happened to my little messenger thing. Well, we'll just have to find it. Yeah, it's in here somewhere. Let's just go over here, click on that. Go down here to the M. It's not there. No messenger. Facebook Messenger. I probably just have to go to Facebook and do it that way. I have, there are a few things that I'd like to talk about. I heard a rumor, now this was sent to me by my wife, that the, oh, let's see if it's in here now, in this particular thing. Yeah, there we go. Let's go over here and see what's, we'll see what we got here. No, it's not here yet. The, my message, app does not always catch up with my, what's going on here. Look at this real quick. According to this, Donald Trump has blocked food stamps to illegal immigrants. Good for that. That's I hope, I don't know if that's true or not. If it is, it's all well and good. The SNAP program or whatever it is that's out there now, that whatever they call it, the food stamp program. I don't care for entitlements at all. I think the country went down a wrong road a long time ago, and I believe that it basically, I think it failed to, well, it failed, the church has failed the country, I think that's my opinion. And I think there's issues with that. Oh, there's all kinds of posts here from my favorite people on Facebook. I can't even get onto Facebook here with this particular device because apparently it's not allowing me to do that. So I don't know what's going on there. I checked my notifications and it's still not allowing me to do that. So I don't know what's happening. Now let's just go here then. Let's try that. No, that's not working either. Yeah. Sorry, folks. Sorry for the delay here. Let's move on to the show. So lots of things happen. Why is this person's stuff coming up? And nothing else is. A couple things that have been put across the desk here. If that's the case, that's great. There's another thing here. It says, now this is from Benny Johnson. And Benny, if this is actually from Benny Johnson, it looks like it's a blue check mark. So it must be his. It's breaking. House Republican spending bill has passed. Now, I don't know if it's passed the House, passed committee. I don't know what it passed. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security. Folks, this is huge. This is huge. Now, I don't know how the Social Security thing works. You see, you can draw Social Security. Is it exempt from tax? Is it exempt from being part of your income? Now, if it is, this changes the strategy. Now, I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm just a guy with a microphone at the Worldwide The News According to Me headquarters. I have a whole building dedicated to my craft here on the podcast. Other than, you know, storing a bunch of other crap. But I have a whole office dedicated. Well, it's dedicated to doing voiceover work. But I have the podcast here. Okay, so I'm just still doing the podcast. So what happens here is you have, now I'm not a financial counselor. So I'm just sharing this information with you from my opinion, what I think about it. So just take that with a grain of salt, for what it's worth. I have, you see, because you can take, if the reason that I don't want to take Social Security now, which I could, is because I don't get as much. I'm not fully vested yet in my retirement. I think I reach full retirement benefits, whatever, at 67 and a half or somewhere around there, about around 67. So I got a few more years yet. I got about four more, five, almost 5 years, more years left. And I get more. Now, it depends on how long you're going to live. If you're not going to live that long, you might as well take it now and do what you can with it. And, you know, everybody's going to die anyway. But it's if I take it now with no tax, see, the problem is if I take it now and I'm still drawing an income, then it increases my income, my overall income, and I pay tax on that. I pay income tax on that based on that. Now, if you can draw it out at any age and take, now, if it's your only income, this is huge for those people who are, it's their only income and they're getting taxed, income tax withdrawn. I don't know, that probably will not include sales tax, or I'm sorry, sales tax, state taxes. I don't know how that works. If you're drawing Social Security, do you still pay into Social Security? I don't know. Other things, I don't know what other kind of deductions there are. I know there's another state, county tax, those kinds of things, city tax in some places. I know Dayton, Ohio has a city tax. I was based there for a while as a pilot. I didn't live there. I had to pay city tax. I had to file to get my money back. I took it out of my check. I didn't live there. I worked there. And I worked at the airport, which isn't even the same state. It's across the river. So I guess Dayton is in the same state. Yeah, I was thinking Cincinnati. Cincinnati Airport is actually over in Kentucky. So we have that's a big deal right there. That's no tax, of course, no tax on overtime. That's a big deal as well. No tax on tips. Now, people, I'm more likely now to tip. I'll probably tip the same. I don't know if I'll tip anymore or not. It all kind of depends. But I'm already kind of, I'm at least a 20%er, even if the person doesn't do very well. In fact, sometimes when the person is having a hard day, and they didn't do well because they're having a hard day. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't on them. Sometimes I'll actually give them a bigger tip just because it's, you know, hey, you're having a bad day. I'm not going to take it out on you. It's out of your hands. It's out of your control. So I'm just going to help you out a little bit, make your day go a little bit better. And then you got the people who are just downright bad, just terrible at what they do. It all depends on your attitude, really, is what it amounts to. If you're trying hard and you just make some mistakes, whatever, that's one thing. If you're deliberately ignoring me, if you're deliberately having... If your problems are being brought on by yourself and you're causing those problems to cause me a problem, then that's a whole other thing. Now we're talking, you may not be getting there. You may not get a big tip from me. And now, especially when you don't get taxed on it, it's you get to keep that whole $5, a whole $2 I leave there on the table. That's, you know, I don't know. I typically leave more than that. Just, I don't think I ever tip less than $5, even if the meal's only $10. It just seems wrong. But it all depends. Now, if it's a buffet, you're not getting $5. You're not getting $5 for that. Okay, just telling you. Yeah, call me chintzy. I don't know, whatever. So that's a big deal too. But that means people are going to work harder because if they get a bigger tip, they get to keep it. This is great for the hospitality industry. Now the no tax on overtime. You talk about jobs that Americans don't want. People are going to want to work now. If you work overtime and you don't get taxed for that, I don't know how this is going to work for some industries, but. Folks, when you work overtime, at time and a half, let's just say that's going to be a big, big, big incentive for people to work overtime. Because you get to keep it all. Actually get to keep what you're making. This is a slippery slope, though, for the government, because when people start realizing how much they're actually making and how much the government's actually taking, they're going to go, whoa, wait a minute, this makes a difference. Now, of course, the left, their heads are coming off because they're saying, Government, there's no waste and fraud in government. It's just all that we don't tax enough. We don't tax enough. There's too many people, you know, getting loopholes and they're not paying their fair share. And they've got these tax loopholes. All these rich people not paying taxes. We just need to tax more. Well, the loopholes will always be there. The rich will always find a way around it. And so it's the poor people who get it taken out on them. It's the middle class is who gets ripped off here. For one thing, the middle class doesn't have the time to, or the money to hire a highfalutin, fancy, schmancy accountant guy. Or have the time in themselves to look into it or do anything about it or set up their tax structure thing. I mean, you need to do that, though. You got to get your tax situation in order. It's just because you're losing money there that you could be, you know, raking in. It's just going to the government. They're just obviously just flushing it down the toilet. But it shouldn't pay more than you're supposed to pay. That's just loophole, whatever you want to call it. It's just if you could legally not pay the same amount, if you can save money on taxes, I'm all for you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You've done a good job. You've been able to manage that whole thing. But it's not easy. It takes a lot of effort. I had a tax man not that long ago. I walked in and said, I'd like to sit down with you sometime, pay you for your time. I'd like to sit down for an hour and just talk about tax strategy and how we can set things up so that the taxes aren't quite as much. How we can defer some things and maybe I can put some other money in investments or whatever I have to do to kind of avoid paying so much tax. And he rubbed his hands together and said, well, oh, you know, I'm always happy to pay more taxes because it means I'm making more money. No. It means the government's making more money. Sure, I'm making more money, but that means I'm paying a higher tax rate. And I want to do something to avoid that. He was all excited. So needless to say, he was only my tax man for another year. And we were done with that. The following year, I got somebody else. Because that's, you know, the guy I have now charges about half, I should say a third, what the other guy charged. And he gets them done pretty quickly. Let's say he got them done pretty quick and got them all done right. And it's good. That's we're all good. And it's much cheaper. So there you go. Now, if those, I still can't log into this. I don't know why. So I just won't be able to, I guess. Maybe try another way. How about, no, not on that. No, another device, prove the login. All right, we'll do that. Well, still not doing it. So, the other thing here is, no tax on Social Security. Now, this is big. Like I said, this getting into this whole thing, this makes a difference because if I start drawing Social Security now, what I can take now, I can put that money 100% into an investment. Every month I can put, you know, whatever it is, $2,000, whatever it is, a month, every month into an investment. I can put it into an index fund or whatever, what I want to do. It's that if I do that for 10 years, which, you know, I basically have 5 years before I can start drawing full Social Security, which is only, I think, what is it, $500 or $600 more. But all that time, all those, that's $24,000 a year for 5 years that I've been investing. How much more money, how long it will take to make that up by the age of 67? Well, now that there's no taxes being taken out of that, and I can still make money on top of that, This totally changes the game here, folks. Now, I'm not a big fan of entitlements at all. Here, my opinion. Let me back up here a little bit because I just touched on this a couple breaths there, and I want to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about here. The church. If you look at the church, what is the reason for the tithe? So that there will be food in my house, says the Lord. It's in Micah. Book, I guess one of the last minor prophets. And the point is here, the church is the church, the house, the synagogue, the place of worship is supposed to be the safety net for the community. You're supposed to take care of it's the church. It's the church's responsibility to do that. Not to have a bigger, brighter show with more lights and more smoke machines, not to have five services that all go flawlessly exactly the same. Each one goes the same. Every song is the same. Every verse is the same. It's a cookie cutter service. And the next week we do the same thing. We just put different songs in the song slots, different verse in the verse slot, the scripture verse. We're going to read this little scripture verse. Somebody just randomly picks and reads it out there. And we'll have a little feel-good message about life applicable message. It makes you walk away with some practical tips and tricks, some hacks on life. So they do that, and their budget is, whatever it is, $20,000 a week. In the meantime, there's people in their community suffering, struggling. This whole thing with the food stamps, as they're called, and the migrants, illegal immigrants. We've got veterans on the street that need care. They don't just need food. Some of them need mental help as well as physical help. And that's, they're not out there because they can't find shelter. They're out there because there's something wrong with them in many cases. They've fallen on hard times, whatever's happened to them, and they're veterans. They're people, they're U.S. citizens. Even if they're not veterans, they just need help. There's people out there that need help. The church is too involved in making sure their show goes great for next week. Draw some more people in. Maybe we'll start a sixth service. I'll have to do a church plant, start to, with 300 people over there. And when they need $50,000 to start that first week. So we can go out and reach more people. More yuppies. But that's what the church has abdicated their entire responsibility off to the government. And so now we think the government's supposed to take care of us. Well, then the government becomes your God. And that's the problem with that is, or it becomes, at least it becomes your religion. It becomes your source. And that's not what God intended. And yet that's where we are. We just think, and of course, the left and the lunatics and the unbelievers love to throw scripture in your face. Well, Jesus said we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to take care of these people. We're supposed to do this. I would venture to say about 90% of the time when you get scripture thrown in your face, especially in social media circumstances, when that happens to you, I would almost bet you about every time that happens, the person on the other end of that keyboard is probably not even a believer. They somehow believe, they might be a deist, they might believe in God, but when you pin them right down on it, they'll say, this Jesus thing, I don't know, it sounds like a good idea. I hope it's true, but I don't think it is. That's where a lot of them are. That's exactly where a lot of them are. Trust me, I've drilled down on some of these issues with some people like that. And it just seems like time and time again, that's the answer I get. Well, I can't be too fanatical about it. It may not be true. It's a nice idea. Jesus is a nice idea. It's a nice concept. I'm just not sure if he's, if he was ever actually even a real person. Well, you'll find out. You're going to find out. Okay. Let's just say at the end of the road, there you are. And I guess you'll find out. We're all going to find out. See how that works out for you. I don't know. In the meantime, some other things that are happening. We've got some interesting things have happened, I think, speaking of the immigration issue, Noam. What's her name? Is it Christy Noam? Is that her name? In charge of Homeland Security, I think, now, or whatever she's in charge of. They're changing some things there. They've got some new laws on the, actually laws that have been on the books. They're just enforcing them now. It's going to be, so they're going to be able to go after more illegal immigrants. Somebody sent me this thing today about how the left now is going crazy over, what was it? Something, I can't, yeah, I don't know what it was. It's not in here. I guess it was somebody else. I don't know where I saw it. Maybe I was just scrolling through. It was something about the left, how they think that the immigration custom, immigration and custom enforcement, is that what it is? ICE, is only going after Latinos, not going after illegal immigrants that are from Europe. Of course, when you look at the numbers, there's over 60,000 people here that are whatever this, but they're only going after Latinos. No, they're going off the southern borders where the problem is. We're not talking about people who've overstayed their visas and people who've, that's on the docket, but it's not yet, that's not the big issue. The big issue is criminals, cartels, trafficking, fentanyl, all this other stuff that's coming across our border. That's priority one right now. We got to get that in order. Then we're going to deal with these people and the immigration issue where the people are over, people have overstayed their visas for 30 years. I remember before I was married, this is probably back almost 40 years ago. I remember having someone in our community who was a British guy who had overstayed his visa, and they were kind of coming after him. He wasn't going to get deported, but they were threatening that, of course. And he had to go through a bunch of paperwork filing, and they were trying to get him out of trying to get him in compliance, basically, is what they were trying to do. And he was kind of pushing back against it. I think he actually ended up having to leave the country for a short period, about 6 months, then he came back. But he was very obstinate about it. He had a very bad attitude about the whole thing, which I think was part of his issue. If he would have just worked with them, I think they would have been fine. But he, of course, I don't know. As a government agency, maybe they did something. Maybe there's more to that story than I know of, because that could very possibly be. I've dealt with some government agency issues, and I know that they can be very deceptive. They're like snakes sometimes. If you work for one, you know. Hopefully you're not a snake. We had a particular IRS agent in our locality here, in our area, who was very proud of the fact that he was going after certain individuals, certain people. He was quite the aggressive guy who was going after, I know one story that the guy who was the target of his investigation had a boat in his yard that it was a borrowed boat. It wasn't his boat. He was just somebody who loaned it to him. He was in the process of possibly buying it, but he was just borrowing it. Well, they came and took it. The IRS came and took it. They were going to auction it off. It was still titled in the other person's name. Well, they made the person take the boat and pay for the towing to get their boat back. Ridiculous, ridiculous stuff like that. And that's the kind of thing you deal with when you're dealing with government agencies. So I don't know if this guy, you know, had a run-in with them, there was something wrong with the whole system, that everything was he was upset about, that's why he was pushing back. I don't know. I don't know the whole story. All I know is he ended up getting deported for a short period of time, I think. But now it's a bigger deal. Now, I remember when they used to have raids, there was a business in my small hometown that they had hired a lot of illegal immigrants to work there. Now, keep in mind, there is something called a work visa. It's not about picking the crops. They're still saying this stuff. Who's going to pick your crops? Who's going to build your house? Oh, you mean there's jobs out there that building houses? You see, they still want Democrats still want somebody to pick their cotton. That's what it amounts to. They want an underclass. Who's going to pick your crops? So this is what we're dealing with, is these the same kinds of people saying the same kinds of things that they said 300 years ago. So, the problem with that is you can get a work visa, come here and do your work and go home, if that's what you want to do. That puts things on the books, keeps us, you know, helps us to keep track of you. And of course, the anchor baby thing with the whole birthright citizenship thing, I think that's still in court. However, I think it's a done deal. I think that's probably going to go to the Supreme Court because there's these judges. Now, keep in mind, these aren't people. There's supposedly organizations or people filing charges, and the judges are getting involved. These are activist judges that are doing all these lawsuits that are trying to stop all these executive orders. They're called TRO, the temporary restraining orders, is what they're trying to get on the executive orders. And of course, they're slowing things down, but at the end of the day, the president has executive authority. Most people don't realize back in Nixon's era, I think there was 2 years in a row, they completely shut down immigration. No immigration. It was a very small number of people. If you got married, basically, to it, if you say you went someplace or met someone who was from another country and you got decided to get married, there was that was about the only kind of immigration that was allowed at the time. There was no immigration for I think almost 2 years. This was back in the 60s, I believe. Is that correct? I don't think. No, it couldn't have been. No, it was. Late 60s, I think. Is that right? When Nixon was president, early 70s, late 60s, 67, somewhere around there. I don't know. So it's a very it's within the executive branch to do that kind of thing, and he's the executor of that department, that division of government. So it's absolutely, yeah. I should play the audio. Maybe I'll play the audio for this on Friday or maybe tomorrow, depending on what happens. We have this audio of Trump going after Jack Smith. He calls it the deranged Jack Smith thing. I think of course, there was one reporter asks if he's targeting. Are you targeting Jack Smith? He goes, don't tell me about targeting. They targeted me for 5 years. He goes, I know all about targeting. I was the target. This is to stop the targeting, the targetors or whatever you want. But he was pretty hilarious the way he actually has quite the sense of humor. And he's not going to take, you know, he knows this is his last chance. He doesn't have another term to run for. He's been through it all. This guy has been through it all. Okay. He's not taking crap anymore. The other day, the governor of Maine, I think it was, said something to him about how they're not going to comply with federal law. So we're going to comply with federal law. He goes, well, we are the federal law. See, he understands who he is now. He is the head law. The law. He's the law. The executor has a whole lot of authority with that regard, and she didn't seem to think so. She seemed to think that was he's just, you know, usurping some kind of authority that he doesn't have. Well, he's not. He's getting some good legal counsel. I'm not sure exactly from who. I don't know if it's Pam Bondi or not. I don't know who's, what's going on there, but. He's definitely got a lot more confidence, a lot more swagger right now, and he's just taking the bull by the horns, getting things done. That's driving the left crazy. Now, I could play all kinds of audio of Joe Biden and Barack Obama saying how we're going to cut spending. There's all this spending that's going on. We got to cut this stuff out of the government. We're eliminate this waste. They're going on and on about it. They started organizations, concerning it all. And of course, then those organizations became spending organizations. But you'd think they were standing. If you played them today, up right up next to talking about Doge, You would think they're standing up in defense of the Doge. Of course, what they don't like is that this unelected individual. So you'd rather have somebody you'd never heard of. How about what if Trump would have stepped into office and said, "Okay, we're putting together the Department of Doge with the Department of Digital Management for initially announced Department of Government Efficiency or whatever." So the D stands for. And so that now they're all upset. That all of a sudden we're finding this fraud, but the person who's in charge of it is Elon Musk, the evil man, who happens to be African. He's an African American. He's from South Africa. So we have this outrage about him being an unelected individual. He's now president. He's now the president. No, the president isn't. The president has a cabinet. The president has people he gives authority to get things done. Would you rather have been just some no-name individual who was going to go out there and do this? I mean, is that what we're talking about now? Is this because we have this issue because now we have to, has to be somebody you don't know who it is? Pete Hegseth? Oh, he's just an announcer he's just a morning guy on Fox. They have nothing, they know nothing about his background. Oh, Dan Bongino now is the deputy director of the FBI. He's just a podcaster guy. I don't talk about his career in law enforcement and his a specialty officer as a Secret Service agent. He's been around more presidents, like breathing the same air in the same room than most of the counselors have been that have been around, and most of the cabinet members have been. You talk to some people who work in the White House who never have time with the president. And I guarantee you, Secret Service agents, they do. They're around them. They hear them talking. They hear everything that's going on a lot more than some of the cabinet members and some of the people that work in the office as administrative assistants and that kind of thing. So just keep that in mind. It's just because he has a name, just because people know who he is, that he's sweepingly getting things done. It is just a firestorm of let's figure this out. Let's get this unwound. Let's figure out what's going on here. Most people are, of course, I think it's just negative press on one hand. Most people are very thrilled with what Trump is doing. Now, there was a recent poll, I think by MSNBC or CNN. And one of the things that they asked the people was, do you think it's right for the president to step in and do the way they asked the question was really, really a very leading question, the way they ask it. Do you think it's right the president is stepping in and usurping his power and doing this and doing that? Of course, people said no. So they say, well, the people aren't approving of what they're doing with Doge. Well, that's because you redefined what they're doing with Doge in the question. I would have answered the question the same way. I would have said no. If you're asking, if that's what you're asking, no, I don't agree with that. But that's not what he's doing. If you ask the question, after that poll was taken and they were talking about how nobody's approving this Doge thing, well, somebody else did a poll. And it was a very fair question. It was very concise, very clear what they were asking. 51%. 51% of the people said they approve of what Doge is doing. Strongly approve of what Doge is doing. There was another group that was more or less neutral. They were mostly in favor, is what it's called. Mostly favorable, but they were, those are the people who aren't quite sure what's going on there. And you got the people who are just affected by the general craziness on the left and everything that's going on, or the leftist media and the narratives that's being put out there. So that's what's happening today, folks. I was hoping to have a little bit more content. I had to speak today, this morning. I had to speak at a little club thing, a group of people for a breakfast. And I just haven't had time to really put the show together for very much other than just my opinions on some things there with what's going on with some of the things in the world. In the meantime, Gaza still is the show about that yesterday. Tomorrow, either tomorrow or Friday, if we have a show that's a normal time, Not sure exactly how it's going to work yet. There's a possibility that not sure how it's going to work. It's kind of up in the air at this point as to how that's going to pan out. I'm hoping to be home tonight. I mean, I'm sorry, Thursday night, but that may not happen. I may have to be in the Chicago area just to be able to function halfway decent. So we'll see what happens with all that. But it's in the meantime, I want to thank you all for listening. And yeah, we are going to continue on, trudging on with our who knows what. We can just continue to pray. We continue to pray for each other, pray for our leaders, pray for our people that are in quote power. We pray for each other, pray for the church, pray for leaders all over, any kind of leaders that are leading for a good cause. And we will continue to press forward with that. In the meantime, if I don't get to have a show the rest of the week, God bless. Have a great weekend. And we will pick up with this again next week. I believe Monday. I know that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there will be a show. Just not sure about it all. God bless, folks. Have a great day.